This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and I've got my friend Amy Cotton on the line. Amy works for Christian Aid Mission. We're going to be talking about a couple things today. Starting out, we've got this report from ACAPS, which is a kind of a co-op of nonprofits that assess and respond to global humanitarian needs. And they sent out this report recently that highlighted 17 different countries with serious ongoing humanitarian crises, everything from Syria, which is kind of right at the front of the headlines, to Nigeria, Central African Republic, and then across the way in Myanmar. And there's stuff going on just all the way up to Ukraine as well. And we'll give you the full details at our website. But starting off, Amy, how many of these 17 countries do you guys partner with missionaries in?
Katie, we assist ministries in most of the countries that are listed on this report, and these are ministries that are indigenous to their country, and they work with their own people groups, speaking their own languages. I did think it was interesting that most of them were in Africa. We hear a lot about the Syrian refugee crisis and how that's affecting neighboring countries, but we don't hear as much about Africa, unless Boko Haram or something like that is in the news. So I can see there being such needs in Africa because so many of those countries struggle with disease and hunger and illiteracy.
And how do your partners come alongside and address these serious humanitarian needs while at the same time addressing a bigger need, and that's the need to know about Christ and the, I guess, eternal need that every soul has?
Well, a lot of the ministries that we assist work with orphans, widows, women and children. They plant churches, do evangelism. Sometimes underground, if there's a lot of persecution in that in a country, and also prison ministry. So they're working to meet tangible needs. They pass out a lot of supplies as far as food, tents, and help digging wells. So there's water in the Sub-Sahara regions. Water is critical, is a critical need. So they bring these tangible needs and physical needs and share the love of Christ, which draws folks to learn more about Jesus and more about why they're choosing to help them when they have needs as well.
And is that maybe an avenue that, I don't know if it, I mean, God always makes a way, but do your partners find that this way of helping, meeting those physical needs, gains a gospel opportunity that might not otherwise have been there?
Yes, definitely. For all of them, relationship is key. And so they work on building a relationship. So there's mutual understanding and a trust developed. And then they're able to share what Christ has done in their life and meeting those needs, visiting them and going back and visiting them again, following up, caring about them, genuinely having a concern and wanting to know what is going on in their life and how they can be prayed for, how they can be future served. So that, I think, develops that relationship and that bond that then allows them to go deeper and share their faith and their relationship with Christ.
And just like ACAPS highlighted these 17 different areas of concern, are there any, I guess, big challenges or any areas of concern from a ministry standpoint that you'd like to highlight for our audience?
Well, I think, in Syria, they've had 5 years of civil war, and there are 4 million refugees that have gone to neighboring countries like Jordan and Turkey and Lebanon, and then more than 700,000 have gone to European countries. And so the ongoing need for aid, has been kind of exasperated. And so there are a lot of needs as these countries are kind of closing off and not sure that they want to accept more refugees, and they're kind of capping off And so that leaves those neighboring countries and those ministries that are in Syria working with internally displaced people to have more resources and you know, sharing needs that that they need more resources to continue to support, because this has been going on for so long, so many resources have been depleted.
And I hear sometimes, especially in the U.S., as the political debate, you know, we shouldn't accept Muslims, we should only accept Christians. But then, you know, this is going on for so long, and I assume that many of the Christians have already gotten out of the country. Are there any that you guys are aware of, besides your indigenous missionaries? Are there, you know, what's the Christian population like, or spiritual landscape, I guess?
Well, many have fled for safety because of just all of the war. But there are ministries that have decided to stay because they've had this unprecedented opportunity, and they've said, you know, we've been praying for years to be able to minister to these people, and now they're coming to us in droves and wanting to know about Christ because there's such turmoil and chaos. So the church is growing in the Middle East. It's exciting to hear how people are seeing the different fighting going on within the different Muslim factions. And so they're curious. They want to know who Jesus is. They want to know why these people are helping them in the name of Christ when, you know, they've always been told that Christians are infidels and bad people, but yet they're the ones that are reaching out and providing aid and caring for them, coming alongside them and hearing their story.
And it's an unprecedented opportunity for us as well as the body of Christ to help those who are on the front lines, the people that Christian Aid Mission partners with. How can our listeners come alongside and get involved in equipping those who are in Syria, in the surrounding countries, to respond to this need?
Well, like you said, there are mounting needs, and and we in America, we're part of the global church, and these people in Syria and in these neighboring countries that have fled, whether they're refugees or internally displaced persons, they're our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we can help those that are on the ground to share Christ, that are there, that are able to get the supplies to the people that need them the most. And so we need to pray for protection of the Christians. We need to pray for protection of everyone that's in those countries, because these are war-torn countries, and we need to pray that there would be an openness to the gospel and a connection with a Christian. And if the Lord calls folks to give, we send 100% of funds designated to that particular ministry that folks designate. So we will send 100% of those funds to a ministry in Syria that will be able to buy grain and flour and oil and heaters and tents, and help meet tangible needs, and Bibles in Arabic language to be able to share with those that need it the most.